This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Oh, it's so late. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. Hey, everybody out there listening, we are recording this at the wee hours of the morning, it feels like, but it's actually only 8:30 p.m. Because we got to get to you. This is a huge deal for us. We have a huge episode in front of you, the biggest episode of the year so far. I've got my beautiful co-host, Ashley Iaconetti, online right now. Ashley, how you doing?
Hi, Ben. You sound terrific.
Oh, geez, Ashley, don't flatter me so much. We have David, the chicken soup man, as we know him, as we love him or hate him, coming up here on the podcast. Becca is engaged to Garrett and has kicked Blake to the crying curb.
Aww.
We're
going
to talk about that. I know.
I felt worried for him the whole time.
Me too.
I had a feeling this was, no, honestly, no, Ben, I'm going to talk to myself in the third person. I didn't see this coming. I thought Blake had this in the bag from week two.
Yeah, I mean, I actually think that he was the front runner the entire time. It was kind of like Peter was last year. He got so much more attention than Garrett.
Something happened. So we're going to talk about Becca being engaged to Garrett, what that means for Blake. Are we happy for Becca? Are we upset at Garrett? What does this mean for Garrett? He's had its own fair share of controversy so far this season. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to preview our favorite time of the year on this podcast because, I mean, let's be honest, we've lived, thrived, and survived on controversy, and it hasn't came. Really has never came without Bachelor in Paradise being kind of the catalyst. So Bachelor in Paradise starts when, Ashley?
It starts tonight. Well,
yeah,
basically, depending on what time you're listening to this, it's probably tonight.
It's imminent.
Yeah, and it's so good. It's so good. Watched it last night, and I was like, man, this is so much more captivating to me personally than The Bachelorette is.
I agree. Did you watch it, Ben? We got a sneak preview copy of it so people know.
Okay. I mean, I don't watch, let's be honest. I don't watch a lot of The Bachelor and Bachelorette. I watch enough. I understand what's happening, and I get involved in the characters, and I actually try to call most of the contestants when they make it far enough to connect with them and get to know them as people. But The Bachelor in Paradise, I watch every episode.
So that's the difference with me too. It's like with The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, I'll be like on my phone. I'll be on Twitter. I was engrossed in that for an hour and 20 minutes last night.
It was amazing. And there's some shocking, shocking revelations that come from Bachelor in Paradise. I mean, there are some people on Bachelor in Paradise that are like the it person that I never saw coming. So anyways, we're going to preview Bachelor in Paradise. We're going to talk to David in the chicken suit, who may or might not happen to be there on the beach trying to find love. But before we do that, we got to talk about a problem I have.
What's that?
And we're going to talk about, it's late here. I've called it a day so far. We have some big updates with me personally. I got to talk about it.
Yay. You're going to tell everyone?
Rumor has it. I've heard from a good source that Generous Coffee Company will be purchasing its very first location here in the next week. And we'll be opening up a coffee shop in close to Denver, Colorado. Isn't that a big deal?
That's a huge deal. You've heard rumors about your own company that you run?
Yeah. It's weird how that works. So that's a big deal. It's been a big day for us. It's an exciting day. We had to talk to you all, though. I could not imagine going through another Monday without speaking to our beautiful listeners. But I have an addiction. I have a problem, Ashley.
What's that?
So I've always worried, and it's never been a huge issue with me, but that I'm losing my hair. It's been a huge concern.
Aww,
I've worried about really two things in life: back hair and losing my hair.
Aww.
And so far, I feel like I'm doing all right. You know, I'm not doing great, right? I've had a little bit of recession. It hasn't gone too bad in the last 5 years. My back hair has never came. I'm very clean on the back. So if anybody's
good
out there single and interested in dating me, I have a very clean back. No acne, no hair. I'm pretty hygienic. I wash daily. I wash often.
Back hair you can get rid of, though. It's a lot less bad than receding.
Yeah, definitely. So, but here's the thing. And so about 5 years ago, I realized that I'm at 25. The chances that I lose my hair by 35 are getting higher and higher. I need to do something about it. Well, there was never an option for it. There was never a good solution to keep my hair healthy and strong. until I really did The Bachelor, and I realized that so many Bachelor people have came across this amazing product called Sugar Bear Hair, and they started sponsoring our podcast. And I was, you know what? I didn't believe in it. I was critical right away. And then I popped that first gummy into my mouth.
You
and
were
I
addicted
tasted.
For life.
Oh my gosh.
It's so good.
Are you kidding me, Ashley? That's so good.
I know.
It's so good. And
it's
then
better
all of a
than
sudden,
regular gummy bears.
It really is. It tastes like blueberry and freedom in your mouth at once. It really does. Yeah. And so here's the thing. I started popping these gummy bears one at a time. I'm not and I don't want to see any tweets about me overusing Sugar Bear Hair. I've popped one or two at a time. Yeah. It's fine. But my hair is shiny. It's healthy. It's thick. It's fresh. And before I give my own little like spot here, because I do love them, and I'm going to claim everybody out there would love them as well. Ashley, I think you need to make sure all of our listeners know everything possible about Sugar Bear Hair right now.
All right. Well, it's a celebrity favorite. If you want amazing hair, you take Sugar Bear Hair. It's a bestseller on Amazon. It has thousands of rave reviews. And like Ben and I mentioned, it is sweet and delicious. And it's made from the juice of real berries. It has as much vitamin A as 4 cups of broccoli. That's nuts. And as much vitamin C as 1 cup of cranberry. And as much vitamin B12 as 4 organic eggs. Let me tell you, vitamin C is the big skin care vitamin these days. Like, you need to have it in order to be glowy. The nutrients in Sugar Bear Hair is also good for your nails and your skin, as well as your hair. So our audience, all they got to do is go to sugarbearhair.com/almostfamous, and they're going to get beautiful hair, and healthier skin and nails by going to sugarbearhair.com/almostfamous. Again, that is sugarbearhair.com/almostfamous.
I like it. I really do. It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, that's exactly the good way. Ashley, you do it right. You know what? We could talk about how, you know, the side effects on how nice our hair will be afterwards. But I think the best way to explain Sugar Bear Hair is just, Hey, Ashley, we've got a lot to talk about. Amy, I want to bring you into this when you can. But Ashley and I have some stuff to kind of hash out. Our producer, Amy's in the studio tonight. Because she's such a Bachelor fan. She hasn't missed an episode in 20 years. She lives and dies for the show. She's watched tonight's episode, and she self-described this episode as one of the saddest episodes, the saddest finales ever. And I think that's how we start this.
Well, because I don't like to say I told you so, but I told you so. I told you guys. I was worried about Blake, and I was right.
The poor guy. So let's start at the beginning here. Ashley, please chime in where you can. Week one, we recognize Blake as a front runner. He's sweet. He's charming. He's good looking. He's nice. He's a little, you know, different, but he's definitely sensitive. And we're like, this guy, if he is not the one for Becca, he's either the Bachelor or he is a complete front runner on this episode. Am I wrong, Ashley?
Oh, absolutely. I met him, you know, during the first one-on-one date of the season, and Becca was telling me then, she was like, this guy's going far. And he even said, I have a good idea that I'm going far.
What was that date, to refresh my memory?
That was the Little John date, turned down for what, where they crashed everything?
Yeah. One of the best dates of the season.
Yeah.
That seems like 8 years ago.
Yeah. There's been so much Bachelorette since then. No, it's great. It's really terrific. Okay, so we realized Blake back then was a front runner. We liked him. We loved him. We cared about him. We knew there were some solid guys in the season. There was never a question about that. But Blake stood out. We knew he was going to be around. So let's lead up to the day, right? Let's skip over all the dates in between, all the group dates, all the one-on-one dates, until really the last three episodes. Mm-hmm. We started to see Blake, and I know he got a lot of criticism for it. But this criticism to me was endearing. So we always kind of hold on to the respect of the show on this podcast. We like the show. We enjoy the show. We think the show is a solid way, not only for entertainment, but also it's a good way for people like us to still discuss love. We like the show. We'll always support the show. And so one thing we saw with Blake was that this show, or let's call it experience, because a show seems a little bit demeaning.
Yeah.
This experience became very real for him. And we saw that about 3 weeks ago when he really started to get protective of Becca.
Totally. That's when everybody started being like, very polarized on Blake. I think beforehand, everybody was like, oh, I like Blake. Yeah, there's nothing to not like. And then some people were like, oh, he's too possessive. He's too controlling. And then there were other, and then he's too obsessed with the other guys. And then there were the other people that just continued to make fangirl or boy over him even harder.
Well, so Ashley, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Okay. You have Blake there. He's in love. We know it today, right? And I don't want to go into the finale yet. We're going to stop pretty much now. We're going to go back to recapping Garrett's history with Becca. But for the sake of this Blake segment that we're going to call it before we hit our next spot here is let's talk about Blake, right? You're now engaged. You're in love. You found a guy that protects you, that loves you, that would bend over backwards for that, would lay his down life for you. Is that attractive? Is it do you relate with Blake? Do you think Jared would relate with Blake, or was Blake just being crazy?
Well, Blake wasn't being crazy. I don't know if it's attractive. I think it's different when he is your man. If he's fighting to be your man, it comes off as desperate.
Well, that brings up the point that was so interesting. He did what everyone does and asked, "What did I do wrong?" So
and
Ben,
it's just
like, what do you think?
Nothing. Nothing. Yeah. You didn't do anything wrong. There's just a more special connection with Garrett.
Yeah, but I wonder 3 weeks ago if she would have said that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Well, Ben's right because she said, and I know I'm jumping ahead because I'm recapping a little bit, but she said, I sort of thought it was you.
Yeah.
I can't remember her quote exactly, but Ben might be right.
Yeah, Ben might be right.
It's tough. And so, team, listeners, let's take a second. Let's take a breath together, okay? On three, let's take a deep breath, focus real quick, and relate with Blake and Becca, okay? On three. One, two, three. Then we're all here, okay? He falls in love with Becca. Can we really expect him to be rational, logical? Can we really expect him to handle the situation okay, like, and properly?
No, because love isn't logical.
Exactly, Ashley. Yeah. You get it. Got it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what did he do wrong? It's true. Nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
Because there's just something. We all know how it is.
We all know.
You knew just.
Sometimes the people on paper aren't the people that you want to be with.
And his person is coming. Maybe he'll find her when he's the bachelor. I don't know. We'll debate that in a little bit. But it's like he won't know it until it happens. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm
saying? We've all been in times of our lives where we thought that this person was our person. And it just then you look back years later and you're like, oh, heck no, it wasn't. So I'm sure he's going to come to realize that at some point, hopefully soon.
Yeah, we've all been there, right?
I have to say, we are currently recording while after the final rose is being taped or aired to the East Coast. So we don't really know what's going on, but I am anxious to see how Blake is when he sees Becca for the first time in 3 months.
Yeah, so I've got some insider scoop there.
Oh, you do?
Oh, Ashley, come on. I don't come on this podcast unprepared. Kind of host would I be? Let's also say this, Becca, you know, I've been a big fan of Becca. We've claimed that I've been in love with her at times.
crushed.
Yeah, we don't throw the love around, love word around lightly here on this podcast. Becca did no wrong here. I mean, she just knew that it was somebody else and she followed those steps. But we're talking about Blake right now. We're singling in and we're focusing on Blake. So Blake knows he loves Becca. He's reacting irrationally 3 weeks ago, leading up to today. We're going to stop there. We're going to backtrack now. Let's talk about Garrett. Okay. So Garrett's the other the one that's now engaged to Becca. Garrett came across this, the storyline pretty late in the process. Am I wrong here?
You think so? I think that she liked him from night one.
He got the first impression rose.
Then he disappeared.
That's true.
A little bit. The middle of the season, you're like, I don't even know who that guy is who's having a fight now with Chris R.
Now, peeling back the curtain, do we think, knowing what we know now, that they edited him to disappear to get that Twitter thing to die down?
So wait, hey, Amy, in the best way you can, in a second, tell us about this Twitter thing. But before we do that, we're going to take a second on the final episode of Rebecca. We still don't know her last name. Is it Kiffin? No, Griffin?
I thought it was Kufrin.
Kufrin,
but I have never heard a bachelor or bachelorette lead never referred to by her last name the way that Becca has not
There's
been
a
referred
reason.
To.
Nobody on this show knows that.
We need to ask all our guests tonight and for our special show that we're doing tomorrow if anyone knows her last
That's
name.
That's really funny.
I can't wait to ask the guy in the chicken suit what Becca's last name is.
Okay, I'm writing this down so we don't forget.
That's amazing. Forget. He's not going to know it. I bet he's going to say K. Becca K. That's awesome. That's so good. Okay. Hey, here's the deal. It's our last episode of the season. Ashley, we've done it again. Amy, we've done it again. We've accomplished another season without making too many big mistakes. We've gained more listeners simply because our listeners are awesome. They're really great. We love them. We care about them. We want to continue to offer them the best content possible to connect them with this world and with The Bachelor and with our lives and everything good in between. And one of the ways to do that is to talk about really awesome products. And if you've listened to this podcast before, you know that we really care about this upcoming sponsor of this podcast because they've been with us for a long time. They're a product that we endorse and we support, not only personally, but here at on the Almost Famous podcast. So let me tell you about them. It's FabFitFun. You've heard about them. Why? Because they're great. FabFitFun is a seasonal
Because they're fab.
Box. Yeah,
you can say that.
I'm not going to care. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products. It retails for $49.99, but always has a value of over $200. Ashley, this is your spot. This is where you take it over for a second. You could speak to this. I like FabFitFun. I pass it out as boxes to my friends. I use some of the products on my own face. You know, every once in a while, I find mm-hmm. something there I enjoy and like. But when it says it has a value of over $200, they mean it, right?
Yeah, and actually, recently, as of like the past year, it's been a value of like over $300. It's nuts. The summer box, yeah, the summer box is out now, and it has items that you would be like, oh, that item itself is like $70, and you'd be correct. There are fashion items like Rachel Palley, Michael Starrs, Trina Turk, and then there's beauty products by Tarte, Moroccan Oil, Chi, Oscar Blondie, Butter London, and Zoya. And then they also have the Foria Luna, that is that exfoliant buzzer that like kind of like just shakes all the dirt and oil out of your face, which is amazing.
Multi-purpose.
Always something in the FabFitFun box that you're going to be like, when I run out of this or it breaks, I'm going to go buy it again because it was a great life discovery. If you want to try FabFitFun, all you got to do is use our coupon code ALMOSTFAMOUS for $10 off your first box at FabFitFun.com. So get this. Normally, it retails for $49.99, but with our code ALMOSTFAMOUS at FabFitFun.com, you are going to get your box for only $39.99. Again, that is FabFitFun.com. Use the code ALMOSTFAMOUS. You deserve to treat yourself. And I've turned on so many people to this box, and nobody says, Ashley, you led me in the wrong direction. Everybody's like, thank you so much for that recommendation, because it's one of my favorite days of the year when it comes to my door. It's pretty cool.
That's really cool. FabFitFun is almost as good as a new love story that's came from this year's Bachelorette. Congratulations. Hey, time out, guys. Congratulations to Becca and Garrett. No matter what happens, no matter what the future holds, on a beautiful love story that they put out there on national TV. Can we give them a round of applause?
Yeah. And another thing that we should totally mention is, even if you thought Blake was the best suitor for her, know that she knows herself way better than you do. And like, I remember Rachel told me a couple weeks ago, she was like, it was so unfair and rude to hear so many people tell me that I made the wrong choice. It's like, no, I think I know what the right choice for myself is. Thank you very much.
Totally agree. But this breakup was so sad.
Yeah. Amy, before we get to the breakup, because I know you have strong opinions on this. I know you're fired up over there. You're
I have a lot to little, say tonight.
Yeah, you're in the studio seat over there bouncing up and down, just angry. You're a little red right now. You're hiving out because you have
because
so much
knew.
To talk about.
I knew.
Oh, you're so right. Oh, you're so right.
Do you want me to do a dramatic recreation quickly of the Blake Becca breakup?
Yeah,
well, let's do that before we really get into celebrating Garrett and
Becca.
Yeah,
I think I we like... should sad aside, yeah. Then we'll get happy.
Okay.
All right, Amy, take it away.
Okay. I'm paraphrasing a few things, but this is the best I got. You made it fun again. You made me know that I can fall in love again. That was Becca. Then Blake said, basically crying, I can't believe this.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't expect this. I don't know what to say. I think you're making a mistake. I don't think anyone can make you as happy as I can. I was so wrong. You weren't wrong, though. That's the thing. I was right there with you. I was right there with you. What changed? There wasn't any moment that I can say it changed. It's just who's the best fit for you.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. Goodbye.
Oh.
And then waterworks. I mean, a grown man crying. It's never easy.
We've all been there.
So sad. You know, so that begs the question. Are we going to get into the debate now?
No, we're not
going to do it yet.
No, we got to talk about this first. This might be the debate we got to talk about. Was this the saddest finale we've seen in the last 5 years?
Probably, yeah. The last time I saw something like this, well, the last time that a goodbye was just so dramatic was probably when Claire was dumped by Juan Pablo. And she like told him off, and it was the most amazing thing of all time. But that was anger, and this is sadness. So,
during my season, yeah. I had to change my shirt 3 times. I mean, the part that I felt bad about for Blake was he was so hot. That suit was just burning. I mean, the poor guy.
Aww.
He was just sweating his little cojones off.
Wait, I want to ask.
Or maybe big cojones. So we don't actually know.
Ben, let's go back to your season. What is that like when you have to break up with somebody on the end? I know you did it the whole time, but like that final thing when you're telling JoJo bye-bye.
It's tough. It's really hard. So how it works out is you wake up in the morning, you know you're about to propose to somebody. You're excited about the idea of that. You know you're about to get engaged. And at the time, you believe it will last a lifetime. And for most, I hope it does. For me, it didn't. But at the time,
so much,
I believe.
So many things today that make me go,
I know. This is always a sad episode. So it really is a sad episode because truthfully, I don't care who you are. All right. Let me protect myself a little bit here. If you're at the final two, you have feelings for both parties. You might call it love. You might call it infatuation. You might call it likeness. You might call it appreciation. I called it love because I loved two people. Sorry about it. I did. And I think Becca felt that same way.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for her, but at some point we'll bring it up. We'll talk about it. But I know she's expressed it.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the end, you have two people you care deeply about. One of those people you want to spend a lifetime with. The other one, you're confused on why you're saying goodbye to because you might just possibly have never felt those feelings for anybody other than the person you're about to propose to. So you might have the two people you felt the most for in all of your life standing there at the end, knowing that you're going to have to say goodbye to one of them. How do you do that? How do you do it successfully? How do you do it with a clear conscience?
Well, how do you fake that beginning part? Sorry, Ben, but you guys kind of like don't come right out the second they walk in and go like, sorry, it's not you. You like lead them on.
Well, time out. Amy, I have to disagree with you a little bit. Ashley,
yeah?
I know you're staying quiet because you have your own opinions. But let me time out. Let me speak for Becca for a little bit. Let me speak for myself. Let me speak for the show a tad here, okay? Give me my second.
Okay.
It's all yours. The floor is yours.
There is this idea. And so at the very end, you have had no time to talk to family or friends, confidants, whatever, about this whole process. So at the very end, you know you're about to propose to somebody. For me, in my situation, I knew I was about to propose to somebody that I really wanted to spend my life with. Like, I really wanted to spend my life with, and I was excited about it. But I wanted to do it right. I wanted to break up with this person correctly because I cared about JoJo, and I wanted to propose to Lauren correctly because I cared about Lauren, and I knew that was the foundation to the future at which we were going to be together. So you stand there. And you also realize that you're going to say goodbye to your second place person, that I was going to say goodbye to JoJo, that Becca was going to say goodbye to Blake. And you know that you are moving on from them, happily moving on from them. And the last thing you can offer them is a moment to have their stage, to have their platform, to speak for themselves, to share what's on their heart. And so that maybe, just maybe, America will fall in love with them all over again and see that they're hurt, they're broken, that they're ready for love, that they need to find love. And who knows, maybe this show will be the platform at which they pursue love again, or perhaps it's not. But as you stand there and you know you're about to break up with somebody, Amy and Ashley, that moment's not about you. It's not about the Bachelor, Bachelorette. It's about that person, and it's about giving them their time to have their stage for the one last 5 minutes that they're able to have it.
Wow. That was quite the monologue, Ben. And from
okay?
it.
Did I do all right?
Yeah. But from right, it, I asked this because I feel like that was just like some grand way of like presenting our debate, right?
It was.
Okay. Well, you have to argue, is the next Bachelor or Bachelorette determined on who is going to create the best TV show or who was the most hurt at the end of the previous season?
Okay, let me ask you guys this. Let me throw it to you all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This has been a question that was just thrown in my way by a listener recently, and I don't know how to answer it. It was as a listener at the Denver Vintage Market. Great market. Fair enough. Generous is there. A lot of Almost Famous fans. It's actually crazy that nowadays I get more Almost Famous fans than, hey, were you the Bachelor?
Same. It's so weird.
It's pretty cool.
It's so cool.
I have an answer to this.
Cha-ching,
question.
Cha-ching,
yeah,
cha-ching.
Thank you for my Range Rover. Anyway, go on.
Okay. Will you, and hey, don't, I will not take offense to this. I promise you, I'm putting up this friendship boundary now and saying, I really want you two to answer this fairly.
Okay.
We're getting ready to come up on the Bachelor season, so let's be Bachelor specific. In the last 5 years, who is the most authentic, genuine Bachelors?
You.
Who else? Name two.
You know, I think Crystals.
Yeah, Crystals. Okay. Yeah.
Who out of the last 5 years had the best ratings?
You. And then no, Crystals.
No. Nick File.
No, I don't think so.
No, it's true. Trust me. It's very true.
Ben, I think there's a certain rating. It may have done better in that age group, but I think overall,
for the
amount of people that watch.
Hey, can we get Ashley on that? Ashley, can you please research in the last 5 years who had the best Bachelor ratings overall?
I will try and find that out right now.
That's assistant age me. Ashley, he's talking to.
Oh, she went downstairs for something, but I'm going to try and find that out. But I want to answer quickly Ashley's question and see what you guys think. You know how she said, do we pick The Bachelor based on, what were your two things?
It was based on who was hurt in the previous season the most or who's going to give us the best entertainment.
I think it's who do the producers think America cares about the most?
Right.
That's what I think.
But you don't think it has to do with who the girls may be the craziest over?
Nope.
Wow, really?
I don't. I think it's like, I think they're watching right now to see how America feels about Blake. And if America, like I think they will, is going to be like, oh my God, he's devastated. He's everything. Like, holy cow. And it's all this swell. He will be the Bachelor.
So, you know, what was interesting is last week when Jason left the studio, I wrote a tweet that said, if you had to choose between Garrett, Blake, and Jason being the Bachelor, who would you want to be the Bachelor? And I believe that Jason got like 67% of the vote. It'll be interesting if I do the exact same tweet tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Do it.
Because that was his moment.
Yeah.
But here's my debate for you two.
Okay.
If Colton shines on Paradise, he will be the Bachelor.
Based on the first episode, I don't think he's shining.
I agree. But that's for tomorrow.
That's the other show.
I'm not too worried about that.
Ben, what do you think?
Actually, you've got to do that.
Why do you think they picked you?
Why did they pick me? They felt bad for me.
Oh, my God. The unlovable one.
The unlovable one. They just were like, this poor bastard. He's a fine gentleman. He tries really hard, and he needs a lot of help. So let's make him the Bachelor. And just use and abuse this poor guy until we find him love. And then all of a sudden it spit me out in the place it did. And now I'm on a podcast talking about the Bachelor.
Oh, it's so excellent.
It's unbelievable.
Oh my God.
Hey, all right, let's take a second because we do this. We've tended to do it year over year. I don't know how many seasons of this awesome show we've done. This is our biggest sin as a podcast. Outside of the criticism that we give the contestants, which we will continue to do because why else do we watch this show, is we skip over the love story year over year over year over year, and we move on to the next season on who's going to be the Bachelor, who's going to be the Bachelorette or whatever. Can we take a second, please, and let's all share opinions on the Garrett-Becca relationship. But let me start with the first question, and I'm going to guide this whole interview here. Did you see this one coming?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you like most about Garrett?
I like that he seems so easy to be around, and he's just like a man's man, and I think that's what she was looking for.
does this relationship last?
I don't know enough of him yet. I don't know enough. I think it could definitely. I'm rooting for it. I really, really hope so. I feel like the audience didn't get to see the kind of. We didn't get to see a ton of Garrett, didn't we not?
Do you want to know why I think she picked Garrett?
And why?
And here's the thing. I'm going to go on a limb here and say I think it should be the number one thing in a relationship. Attraction. I think she has always been most attracted to him.
Yeah.
Their body language. Like, I'm looking at still photos right now from the finale tonight of mm-hmm. them on their final date on that ocean boat or whatever it was. The body language. I think they have the most chemistry. And I do think, and people can argue with me, that that's number one in a relationship. I think it should be because I think that's what makes it last.
It's the unspokenness between the two people that is the most important thing.
So Ashley and Amy, because I honestly, and I'm all for judging this. I just can't hear. I just don't know how. Is Garrett an attractive man? Is he?
Yes.
He's not,
oh, come on. Okay. Don't be one of those guys, Ben, who goes, I don't know what an attractive man looks like.
I think Blake is a smoke show. I think Jason has the hair of a Greek god. And I think Colton has muscles that will make a man purr. But when it comes to Garrett, I think he's a good looking dude. Obviously, he's a good looking guy. We're not questioning that. I think but does he stand out amongst the crowd in the Bachelor world? And honestly, I think he's probably a nice guy. I would probably tell him he's like me. Like, he doesn't stand out. He probably has a great personality,
Ben,
but he doesn't stand out in the world of a Bachelor crowd.
I think you stand out, Ben.
Jared stands out. Jared has the jawline that looks like it was formed out of clay.
You don't have to have like one feature to make you stand out. Okay. Like, you're beautiful. You're a great looking man. Garrett's a great looking man.
Yeah, also have a podcast.
Jared's the best looking man.
I agree with Ben in that he's not in The Bachelor. We lined up all the dudes. Is he, by the book, the most handsome? I think he was to her. I go back to what I said. She was very attracted to him, and they had chemistry, pheromones, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. There's something, because People Magazine is just releasing their photo shoot. You know how you did that?
Yeah.
And there's some connection, chemistry, whatever it is. Attraction.
They look right. They look right.
They do. I'll give them that.
Here's the other thing Garrett doesn't have going for him. Is it's not his lack of good looks, because we can't judge somebody solely on their good looks. It's the fact that we've all agreed Becca's might have had the best looking final four. I mean, you will claim, obviously, since Caitlin, Ashley, because you're in love with the fourth place person from Caitlin's season.
Yeah.
And in love with the third place person, too, let's be honest.
Yeah.
But
in a different way,
Becca has one of the best looking final fours ever. Correct?
I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah, they're hot guys.
I agree.
Yeah. I don't think Blake this
because
hot.
They were all charming in their own way.
Yeah,
they were. None of them. You're not like any of them. None of them were like an ass.
No,
you know what I mean. Where you're like, that guy's a tool. None of them were tools. None of them were like, bleh. They were all solid.
I agree. So let's say this.
Yeah, they were solid.
I mean, and we have more to talk about here. But before we take another break, let's say this. Would you, Ashley? And you, Amy, consider this season, because we've been critical here recently, would you consider this season of The Bachelorette a success?
Well, I mean, I think that the success is usually determined on whether or not they last.
I don't. I'm entertained.
Entertainment of this season of The Bachelorette. Were you entertained?
Mediocrely.
Did you enjoy watching?
Mediocrely. After I watched the Paradise episode, I was like, oh, this is how I used to feel.
When everyone watches Paradise tomorrow, they're going to be so pumped. So here's what I'll say about Becca quickly. Yeah. Started off slow, slow, slow. Then there were a few weeks there when it got down to maybe like eight dudes, six guys, I don't know, something like that, where I started to really like it. So I just think she had a slow start.
Okay. Let me try this. Well, scale of 1 to 10. Or no, we can all relate with the A's through F's. A through F, F being the worst, A being the best, C's being what Ben got in college. What grade do you give Becca as the Bachelorette?
Didn't we do this last week?
Sure, let's do it again this week.
But it makes me
I didn't chime in last week because I was not here.
Well, then you chime in because I don't want to judge it as it was just Becca, because like Becca, it's not up to
her. I'm not judging her. I'm just judging the overall season. From what I watched of Paradise for Tomorrow, I'm going to give that an A minus.
Yeah.
A minus. It's hard to get an A for me.
A minus.
I would give this season of The Bachelorette a B. Teetering towards a B minus.
Yeah.
But I watched it, and I think everybody should.
Dang it.
But it has nothing to do with Becca. Becca's so wonderful.
Becca was our one. It just makes us all love the JoJo Fletchers, the Caitlin Bristows, the Rachel Lindsays of the world.
I like drama.
Hey, still coming up on this podcast, we have a huge episode still for you. We're going to talk all night. I mean, this is an all-nighter. This is a marathon. This is the Almost Famous podcast. We do what we want because, I mean, let's face it, we talk about The Bachelor. So we do what we want anyways. I mean, I think everybody out there listening is going, oh my gosh, this is the best podcast ever. And honestly, we would agree. We think it's absolutely incredible, but we're not done yet. We've got a lot to talk about. This is the Almost Famous podcast. There's no ending in sight. I mean, it's almost midnight here and we're still talking. We're going to talk all night because let's face it. We talk about The Bachelor and Bachelor. And Bachelor in Paradise starts tomorrow, and we're so excited that we might just pull an all-nighter to talk about it all. But before we do that, I got to tell you about the upcoming guests on this podcast. We still have David, the chicken suit guy, coming up very, very soon. I mean, I'm going to blast him again. I'm not holding back, Ashley.
He did it again during Mental Health. The thing is, like, I could not stand him on TV. But when he's right next to you, you're like, oh, you're so nervous and, like, sweet that, like, I can't not like you. You're likable. You're likable and not likable at the same way. It's like the weirdest thing.
It's so weird. It's like one of the, it's like one of your good friends. I look at David as a friend now, even though we've met once. It's like, if I had a friend like David, I'm going to criticize him. I'm going to make sure he becomes a better person because I know it's in there. He just needs that like little kick in the butt, little slap on the back and say, David, you're a good looking guy. I mean, you've got great abs. You've got a good personality. You're as smart as a whip. I mean, you're an intelligent young man.
He has a nice face. He's got a sweet demeanor. Sweet demeanor.
But the poor guy just can't handle himself on screen. So he's got to run far. Far away. But Ashley, there's somebody that handles himself on screen really well. And that's one of our guests coming up in the podcast later, Robbie.
Yeah, but not Robbie Hayes. Robbie from Castaways. It would make total sense for ABC to have Bachelor in Paradise, where you're basically stranded on a romantic island and then follow it with Castaways.
Yeah, Robbie, you out there?
Yeah, I'm here. And you just cracked me up. Like, that was really funny.
Really? Well, thank you. I didn't think it was that funny, but thanks for the ego stroke.
Well, no, you're going from one island extreme to another island extreme. So it makes sense to me.
Tell us about
Castaways. Robbie, thank you for laughing at Ashley. We usually like to laugh at ourselves. We're really good at laughing at each other. But when we have a guest that comes on that starts out by laughing, I think Ashley and I both get a little – we're fans of you already. I mean, you could hang up right now. We're gonna talk good about you for the rest of the season.
Well, honestly, I mean, what she said was funny. I mean, it really was.
You must laugh easily.
Yeah, I do like to laugh. You know, I'm smiling right now. I do like to laugh, especially when you're alone.
I hate to laugh. Hate to be happy.
You need to laugh. Yeah, no doubt.
Okay, Robbie, tell us about Castaways. What's the premise?
Oh, Castaways, my gosh. There's 12 of us. There's 12 ordinary folks. Whether our stories are really, really complicated, whether we're just, you know, at home moms, or whether you're an overweight gym coach like myself, and we are set up in a disaster situation.
Okay.
Where we are in Indonesia, and I mean, if you can imagine a 20-25 mile radius of islands, they may be a mile apart. You know, they may be barely able to see. You know, way off in the distance, and we were dropped. And with nothing but the clothes on our back, I am not a survivalist in the least sense. I just here I am. And
why would you do this?
Yeah. Okay. So that's going to be a huge part of the show is the why. And for me, I'll answer that for myself is, you know, I was really overweight.
No.
I I actually saw the scales dip at 404. I got a picture of it on my website for proof. People want proof. You know, they want proof.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I banged around 375, 385. I think I was actually 390 when I got on the airplane to fly to Indonesia.
Okay.
So, you know, but what's 10 pounds when you're that big, right? You know, it's nothing, you know, it's nothing. But that was my why. I thought that this was a way to step out of my comfort zone.
Okay.
Great things don't happen in comfort zones.
Robbie.
Yeah.
Was there a different why for everyone who was part of the cast?
Yeah, I would think so. Because it was not a weight loss show. I mean, we need to make sure that's clear. It was not a weight loss show. There was no personal trainer hiding behind the tree, or there wasn't a scale that they had, you know, tucked away. It was real. It was a real, authentic, here we go, what are you going to do, and why do you want to survive?
What was, like, another reason someone went on?
They're a struggling music artist. They're struggling, you know, music artists trying to make it in the music industry.
Okay. How would that help them being stranded?
You know, I think it has
exposure
to do with...
Yeah,
I was trying to, like, you know, get around that.
Come
but
on,
okay.
Captain
yeah.
Obvious.
You know, stepping out of your comfort zone and you know, facing your fears and, you know, all those cliches that, I mean, we all have it.
So it sounds like Naked and Afraid. It sounds like the show Naked and Afraid, where you kind of have to survive... Was it like 20 days out in the wild by yourself, but you had clothes?
Yeah. Let's make sure that we tell everyone that 400-pound dude was not naked.
That wasn't one of the, hey, Robbie, let's be clear here, man. That was not holding me back from watching the show.
Thank you so much, man. I mean, that makes me feel good. And I do appreciate that. You would not turn the channel, but no. It was not set up like that because we didn't know there was people looking for us, obviously, but we didn't know like how many days. I had no idea if it would be 2 days or like you said, 21 days. No one told us that. We didn't know going in.
Is
or
there
I
a
didn't
prize?
Know
yeah.
You know?
Like, what's the point of all this? And are you competing or are we just watching you all try to survive?
Yeah, it's about survival. It's about
there's,
you know,
no prize.
Facing your fear. No. Well, there is for me.
You're personally gratified through
God,
it all.
God, the gratitude. I need a cool million.
All right, hey, there's no cool
million. But you know, just like on Bachelor and Bachelorette, I mean, what's the prize?
Yeah, it's love, and then it's just like self love here, right?
Find love. Well, the same thing. Listen, y'all. I have lost a person. I have lost 177 pounds.
That's amazing.
Hey, there we go, Robbie.
Because of this.
I am sitting here telling you this. Now, it was not a weight loss show. I did not simply go on there and lose 177 pounds. But whatever happened clicked in my brain. And when I came back to this great state of United States where there's fast food and running water and cell phones and technology and you have all those things again, I still made it. So I don't care what you think of Robbie when you watch the show, honestly, because I'll stand up in front of you and say, look, I've won. I mean, I am in a better place physically, mentally, and socially. I have balance. You know, and I was in a bad way, y'all.
So, Robbie, let me tell you this, because I think you and I think, I mean, I haven't seen you yet. I can feel your energy.
You're such a sweetness.
Yeah, Robbie's a good dude. We like Robbie. We like Robbie.
I'm a good-looking guy, too. I mean,
I'm looking at pictures on Google right now. And yes, you are, Robbie. Yes, you are. Birmingham, Alabama. Robbie Gibbons, age 42, 390 pounds of just lean, mean fighting machine. I mean, I would say that you're hitting something that we need to focus on for a second because I think it's going to make sense for our listeners. When you do stuff like this, it doesn't always make sense. It doesn't always need to make sense. Sometimes you're saying yes to these things based on an intuition, based on the fact that life is just kind of aligned for you to have the ability to say yes and see where it takes you. You don't know if you're going to lose a ton of weight. For me and my faith, I believe in Jesus. And I believe that Jesus was saying, hey, every door is wide open for you to try The Bachelor. And if it works, great. If it doesn't, it's going to open up a whole new life that you were intended to pursue. And so for you, Robbie Gibbons, age 42, 390 pounds from Birmingham, Alabama, lean, mean, fighting machine, you're saying you said yes because you knew this was a change of pace, a change of life, and that at this point in your life, you needed that change to make life a little bit better.
Well said. You know, Joseph Campbell said, maybe the journey isn't about becoming anything. Maybe it's about unbecoming everything that you are meant to be in the first place.
Joseph Campbell, a man of wisdom.
It's real. I mean, it is so real. And whatever your faith is, when you watch the show, I mean, you've got to watch the show. When you watch it, you're going to sit there and go, oh, my gosh, that is produced? There's no way that really happened. You know the show Lost? It's being compared a lot to Lost.
A real life Lost. Ooh,
yeah,
I like
it. Yeah, it's like a real life Lost. And although Lost was not a reality show, it was filmed documentary style where they did flashbacks. And what this show does is it's going to show parallels between my life here in Birmingham, Alabama, and things that took place on the island. And it's going to be mind-blowing. The parallels and the things that happened, you're going to question it. And you're going to go, no way, that's produced. And I'm telling you, listen, no one sat there and coached me once. There wasn't a Chinese buffet that was on the other side of the island hidden behind the bushes. Or, you know, the bottles of water didn't just magically come washing up on shore. None of that happened. When you found, and when you watch the advertising, they do a lot of that. Well, you can quit whenever you want. And, you know, that's true. But, you know, I'm a gym coach, and I work with the youth kids and all that. And I really believe that a better way to say it for me is you could be rescued whenever you wanted. Like when you found what you were really searching for, when, you know, you're like, okay, I'm good. Now I'm going to go back and we're going to make this thing work. You know, that you could rescue yourself whenever you wanted. So, but that's the premise of the show. It's gorgeous. We're stranded. Total third party drops, you know, no idea where people are. We do know up until the commercials where it said 12 people, I really didn't know for 100% sure how many people were out there.
Robbie, this is incredible. And you're hitting on it. I don't want you to explain too much here. We're going to give you, this is my favorite game to play with our guests because you're obviously awesome. You've got a lot going.
You're awesome.
And I'm a big fan of you. I'm going to be watching this. I love Lost. You've got 20 seconds. You've got literally 20 seconds to sell our listeners on why they should watch Castaways. This is all riding on your shoulders.
Easton's got the clock ready.
Easton's got the clock ready. Easton's an incredible, talented young man who works our podcast, by the way. He's not just some random standing in the room. So, Robbie, on the count of three, you've got 20 seconds. One, two, three, go.
Well, the first reason you're going to watch this new show, Castaways, that airs tomorrow is because I am absolutely amazing and awesome and I'm gorgeous. And the second reason is because of all the parallels that happen from that island life into real life. And you are going to fall in love with at least one, two, or three of these characters, and you're going to find yourself within them. It's going to be your weekly escape. You're going to find yourself lost on that island. 20 seconds.
Hey, Robbie, you sold us. I'm watching.
I'm not even lying. I'm not saying this because you're on the podcast. I'm actually going to watch tomorrow.
No.
Yeah, a real life.
Blow your mind.
A real life.
You went to church camps and you were a counselor and you did all those things. Did y'all not sit around that dorm room and go, hey, look,
I wish I was watching Lost.
What would you do if you're stranded on a deserted island? What would you do? I mean, who would you go? What would you talk about?
I feel like you've gotten some really good prep, and you should, because you are an all-star in the making. Prepare for your life to be completely changed, Robbie. Robbie from Castaways, thank you for joining the Almost Famous podcast. Castaways airs after Bachelor in Paradise, a show we all know and love dearly. We're just going to get a lot of island life in on Tuesday nights. Airs after Bachelor in Paradise, Tuesday nights on, what is it? Our favorite network, ABC. Robbie, thanks for joining the Almost Famous podcast. We love you. We care about you. Keep doing you, man.
Yeah, baby. Thank you.
Somebody does them all the time. Somebody's been themselves for years and years and years and has done a great job doing it, raising some beautiful children. And you know what? He stayed relevant. He stayed cool, not because he's anything less than incredibly talented. And I'm talking about Lionel Richie.
Oh, my man.
Amy loves Lionel Richie.
I love him so much. We're going.
Amy just gave us like that 40 plus, like.
She did it.
Oh, God.
Ben, are you coming with us to the concert?
Yeah, Ben, we've invited you like 10 times. We're going October.
I don't know if I want to be seen in public with you guys yet or not.
What?
What? Ben, you have to be for the iHeart Festival either
I've
way.
I've got an image to keep up.
Uh-huh. You gotta come, Ben. Seriously, it is the best show. It is the best concert. It is amazing.
Yeah, he was really good. She brought me to the Hollywood Bowl when he was playing last year, and I would say it was like, wow, he has a ton of hits. You don't even realize.
That's why it's called All the Hits.
Oh, yeah.
So, Ben, this is time for you to answer because flights are being booked, hotels are being booked. Are you coming with us to Lionel Richie in October?
No. Yes.
It's the last 16 dates of his amazing 3-year-long tour. You got to go.
You bring
either
up something good, Ashley. Yeah. I get it. Okay.
Guess who might be coming?
Becca Kiffin.
No, we don't know how to say her name. Oh. Who is your favorite dude involved with The Bachelor?
Oh, don't put me in this. Sean Booth. Dean
no,
Ungler.
Your favorite.
Nick
your,
Vile.
Truly your favorite.
Chris Strandberg.
No.
Jared Haben.
No. Jared is going.
Chris Harrison.
Oh. There you go. Chris Harrison. Does that help you want to come?
He might come on the private plane.
A lot of things.
Ben, you all have till tomorrow to decide if you're coming or not because we got to get you.
I love the Planet Hollywood. I'm a big fan of the Planet Hollywood. I've had some great times there. They hosted a big fart party. Big farty for me and my friends.
A big fart party. Yes.
It was awesome. And it was absolutely incredible.
Ben, you would meet Lionel Richie if you come with us.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
Oh, really? I didn't know that was part of the package.
Ashley, you're
deal.
Meeting Lionel Richie.
No, cool.
All right. Lionel Richie's all time hits, Las Vegas residency returns to Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood August 15th. After an amazing 3-year run, the final 16 dates of Lionel's residency will be this August and October. Tickets, VIP tables, and meet and greets available at Ticketmaster.com. Ashley Naaman will be there.
What about you? You have till tomorrow. You have till tomorrow. You have 24 hours to decide.
I like Lionel. I just don't know if.
You are the sun. You are the rain.
Hey, you guys remember this real quick? Can we take a second?
Yeah.
Because right after my breakup with Lauren, I came to a concert with you two.
Brian Adams,
and
who sang with Taylor Swift this weekend.
No way. He was a special guest.
Yeah, at the Toronto show.
Time out.
Yeah.
Guys, let me finish my thought real quick. Taken over, and I'm trying to get to a point here without it being weird. Ashley, do you remember you and I were standing next to each other at this concert, and you know what made the headlines, and you know what happened?
Yeah, TMZ. And then
we were dating.
Yeah, we were dating.
How many times have we made out in our lives together?
None.
How many times will we make out in our lives together?
Obviously none.
Okay, good point. So, yeah, but it was fun. It was. You know what? There would be one person that I'd rather be seen next to and be claimed to have been dating or spread than you, Ashley. So, Ashley, thanks for handling that with grace. I'm sorry to put you in that position, but it was either you or Amy. And
oh my God,
I feel like
first of all,
time out.
You better save this.
Amy, let me finish my thought. I feel like Amy at the time had just a lot to hold on to in her heart. She was dating somebody or trying.
You were?
Maybe. I don't know. Possibly. And I just thought that
that was
Ashley,
like a year and a half ago.
Oh, was it? Jeez, it seems like yesterday. I'm still heartbroken. Gosh dang it.
I don't know.
Hey,
it's fine, Ben. It's fine. Just come to Lionel Richie with us. I'm good on the dating thing. You're good. We don't need each other like that. We're fine.
We'll see.
My makeup was on fleek that day, though. I'll say that. I'll remember that. My makeup that day was real good.
We have a picture from there, and yeah, you just look like that Olivia Culpo girl.
Culpo? Oh my God! Stop. Do you know what that means to me?
Hey everybody, this has been a big week, huge week. We've had a lot of fun, and it's been a huge season for Becca's season of The Bachelorette. But next week it gets even bigger. Ashley's taking the week off. She deserves it. She needs it. She's an all star.
Oh, thanks. And I just have a bachelorette party to go to.
She's working.
Well, I was That just totally ruined me trying to make you feel great, Ashley. But you should feel great either way because you're a good friend. Thanks. And we're going to bring in Colton.
I also have work too.
Yeah.
Colton, the absolute one of my top contestants from this season of The Bachelorette. One of the top contestants from Bachelor in Paradise. We're going to grill him, but he's going to co-host the whole episode with me. So you know what we're going to get. We're going to get a ton of dirt,
yep,
a ton of inside scoop. We're going to figure out what exactly was going through his head with Tia. Why? Yeah. Walking off the show, what exactly was he thinking? Was he ready for Paradise? Was he not?
Yes.
Colton's going to be here next Monday. We're going to listen in to have you get an up close and personal look at The Bachelor in Paradise and get some insights, keep on Colton. So make sure you send in your questions, your insights, your concerns and confusions. And if you think Colton should be the next Bachelor.
What's our email address? Ben and Ashley?
Ben and Ashley at iHeartMedia.com.
Ben and Ashley at iHeartMedia.com.
Hey, Ben, I have to say, whenever we have Colton on, we have so many questions for him because his edit, like, just makes so many questions. Like, I need to know. Well, you guys, you'll see the episode tomorrow.
Yeah.
Does he bring that on himself, Ashley? Does he bring that on himself?
Yeah, it was not a given. It was not.
Ask the chicken.
You'll
the
see.
Chicken's on.
You'll see.
Ask the chicken about Colton.
Chicken.
All I'll tell you is there's like an army coming after Colton.
Yes, there was.
Yeah.
Just tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, the chicken. Is he here?
How's it going, guys?
Becca! Hello.
Oh, I'm here.
Okay, wait. Can I just say one thing, and then Ben and Ashley are going to interview you? But I'm going to give a sneak preview of something that's in the episode tomorrow for Paradise, because we already saw it, that your job title is now former chicken.
Oh, I once was a chicken, and I am no longer a chicken. How disappointing.
Do you mean that? David, we don't want insincerity on this podcast. Do you really mean that? Are you sad that you're not a chicken?
Oh, man. Hey, once a chicken, always a chicken, right? You know, I'm the chicken is me, I'll always be the chicken.
David, Ben has something to, he's got a pickle with you. You did something wrong during Men Tell All.
What's
David,
up,
oh, we've talked many times.
I
feel like I'm your father. I've tried to teach you lessons in life. You know exactly what you did. I don't need to say it. Will you please explain to the, no, David, let me finish. Will you please explain to the audience what you did wrong during the Men Tell All?
What did I do wrong there? I mean, like, I used, so they didn't air it, but when
no,
you
David,
told me
David, stop. We're not letting you go. No,
dead.
Stop. I'm not going to let you finish this. This is my podcast. This is Ashley's podcast. This is Amy's podcast. David,
what did you do wrong
during the Men Tell All?
Drop the wisdom on me. What did I do wrong there?
You started the whole thing by explaining to whoever it was on stage, and you said, "I am an honest guy."
Oh man, I self-described myself once again.
How do you feel about that, David? Just then, I'm gonna cut out. Ashley has a lot to talk to you about. But you and I feel like this is a moment that, let's pretend that nobody's listening, that everybody has been taken away from this podcast. This is you and I as friends sitting together, sharing a glass of bourbon, talking life. David,
I mean, I just,
do you want to be better?
I just feel the disappointment spewing from you right now. And it makes me feel I don't like it.
Yeah. That's all I need you to feel. That's what I want you to feel. And with that, I'm going to pass you off to Ashley. Ashley,
yeah.
Take him away.
All right. We can't talk too much about Bachelor in Paradise because that's really reserved for tomorrow. But we want to know what you think are the main things we're going to see in episode one.
Ooh, what are we going to see in episode one? I mean, we're going to definitely see a lot of Colton and Tia.
Yes, see so much Tia. She is the leading lady of episode one. But I was never bored with it. I ate up every second.
It's great TV, and they were great entertainment. And was it just Colton and Tia, or was there someone else in Tia?
There was someone else also in the love triangle.
Yeah, it's a nice little love triangle that we get to see in the first episode. So we see a lot of that, and I think we get to see a lot of everyone getting to know each other right off the bat. And it was pretty fun. We had a great time getting to know each other in the first couple of days. So I think it'll be fun to watch.
We saw you interact with Jordan for the first time since your showdown in the desert on your 2-on-1. And you guys seem to get along all right.
Yeah, I mean, look, I got left in the desert just like you, Ashley.
Yep.
And we, Jordan and I, we kind of put things in the past. It is what it is. And, we got along in Mexico a little bit.
So even though they stage it as like, you know, the chicken is meeting like the golden underwear man again, it's kind of put to bed, the feud?
I mean, I think you're just going to have to watch and see the rest of the season. I will say that there are a couple very funny moments that Jordan and I are a part of, and they're going to be very funny moments in Paradise. The dog throw, which was in the promo, I mean, it's a great moment. Him wearing, I mean, did you see that outfit that he's wearing? The red suit?
Yeah.
It's a pretty, pretty interesting outfit that he's wearing when he throws that dog into the ocean. So,
we didn't see that part. We didn't see
It's in one of the promos.
Oh, okay.
It's a funny moment.
David, we're not here. Hey, we're not here for Jordan, David. This is not about Jordan.
We're not here for Jordan.
We're not here for Jordan, David. David, I got to ask you something. I'm looking for you to redeem yourself. As a child of mine, as somebody that I appreciate and love, and somebody I feel like I just want to wrap up in my big old strong arms and give you a nice thick hug. How much did you like Becca?
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Again, I feel that from here. I you know what? Becca is great. I really like Becca as a person. You know, so happy she, her and Garrett. She seems so happy. Becca's awesome. She's just easy to talk to. So vivacious. So outgoing. So fun.
David, how much did you like Becca?
I like Becca. I just knew that, you know, we didn't really have a connection. And, you know, it's kind of something that you can't really describe if you have or don't.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like Becca a lot as a person. She's a great human being.
David, how do you say her last name?
Becca Coffrin.
Coffrin?
How confident are you
that accent that I have?
No, David, time out. We're not blaming this on accents, buddy. It's not that hard. Come on. All right. How confident are you that that's how you say her last name?
Like 70%. 60%.
David, can I tell you that watching you on TV was painful, but I really like you as a human being. Like, you're so funny.
You're great, David.
But not
really
on purpose.
This is so good, David.
Yeah, I mean...
David, you don't know how to say her last name. And I appreciate that about you. I really do. You don't know how to say her last name. That's great.
Hey, 50%.
You're the greatest.
He's lowering it. Did he just say 50%?
Yeah, no, it's 50.
It's getting worse.
Oh, David, you're the best.
Wait, how did he say it? Coffrin? That's not right at all.
Coffrin, he said.
Coffrin. No, Coffrin. It's Coffrin, right? Becca Coffrin.
I don't know her name.
I think that's correct. Coffrin.
Oh my God, it's been months and we don't know her name.
Hey,
David, what do you think about Garrett as a choice? You happy with Garrett as a choice as a friend or and as a ex-boyfriend of Becca? Are you happy?
No, we all dated Becca. It's crazy. Yeah, I'm so happy for Garrett. He's awesome. He's such a jokester and he's just a great guy. You can feel that he's a really good dude. And
okay,
I'm
done after this question. Okay, you said you like Garrett. Ashley's going to come back at it. Did you ever kiss Becca?
Yes, did kiss Becca.
Once or twice?
More than a few times.
Really?
You said that so like I would imagine somebody say, like, looking at me, like, sitting next to me, looking at me, like, saying it, like, in the side of their mouth, like, oh, yeah, I kissed Becca. You better believe I kissed Becca. I kissed her hard. Anyways, I'm going to get myself into trouble. Ashley, continue.
Hey, David, what's up with your intro package for Paradise? Like, we never knew that you were, like, Corinne and had, like, a mom nanny.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Look. You know, my mom is a huge part of my life. She is such a special person to me. She's great, and I'm not afraid to admit it. I am a prototypical mama's boy. I call her. I talk to her every day. She knows everything about my life. I love her, and I'm glad I was able to shine through on TV.
Everyone will see it tomorrow.
David, have you seen the package yet?
I haven't seen it yet. I know what it's thinking, but I haven't seen it yet.
Well, I was going to say, it seems like you've really developed a good sense of humor about yourself. And you mentioned that it's unfortunate that you can't marry your mom. So you're just going to have to find somebody who compares.
Oh, amazing. Amazing.
No, David,
yeah.
Please respond. Please respond to that.
I must have said all of that. And, well, can't marry my mom, but I went to paradise. So, yeah, my mom's great. Love my mom.
So creepy, dude.
You're the
creepy.
Greatest.
You
are a good interview.
You're the opposite of creepy.
I appreciate it.
Come visit before the season ends.
You're very endearing. Okay. Yeah. Can we expect any love from you, or is it more just like you getting into everybody else's drama?
I think we'll just have to wait and see a little bit and see how the season plays out.
David, you suck. You're the worst interview. Answer our question.
Good. Stop. No, David, last question for it. You. Who did you have on your list going into paradise? Who did you want to get with?
It's a good question. I went into it with a really open mind. I didn't pigeonhole myself when all the producers were asking, who do you want to see? Who is this and that? I didn't pigeonhole myself into one person because at that point I didn't really know anybody. So kind of just went into it with an open mind. And
David,
whoever I met at night.
David, no, David, yeah. Come on. This is what Ashley tries to do to me every podcast.
What do you mean you do this? You're the one that gives vague answers.
Good point. I didn't say I didn't do it. I just said you do it. I was just blaming you. David, top two people. Who were you interested in seeing?
Honestly, I swear, I was very, very open-minded. Now, with that said, I'm definitely into blondes and definitely into blue eyes.
Thank you. So Annalise.
I will leave that very open.
Annalise and Kendall. Yeah. Annalise and Kendall? Yeah. Crystal?
I mean, again. Blonde and blue.
David, we've got so much to teach you. We've got you coming up so many times. I feel like we should just have a segment. Amy and Ashley, what do you think?
I like
a segment where we bring David on for like a minute and we just ask him questions that he tries to dodge and then he gets awkward and doesn't actually ever dodge.
Can we call it 1 minute with a former chicken?
Oh my God, yes. David.
We say, love. We love you. We like you a lot. You're a good dude, man. You really are.
I would love to have a weekly segment with you.
We'll call you next week for 1 minute with a former chicken.
I'm in. Count me in. You guys are great. Thank you so much for having me.
And you get 1 minute, really, and then we hang up on you.
Oh, you're so fun.
See you, David.
See
ya.
Bye.
Good chatting. Bye.
He just represents everything like husband that I think of.
Husband,
right?
Really? He's like,
I don't know.
You know what he is to me? He's like your best guy friend who's like obsessed with you, and you know that he is, but you just keep like. Just stop. Yes, you friend zone him like crazy.
And then all of a sudden, he like makes a move on you, and you find yourself making out with him. And 5 years later, you're marrying him, and you're like the happiest person ever. I get it.
He would be a really good husband, you know. Like he'd probably be obsessed with you, and like just like really, really care.
I agree. Ashley, Amy, everybody out there, this is the end of another season of the Almost Famous podcast. Becca, you know what? As a bachelorette, she completed, she found love. We appreciate her letting her love story be displayed on TV for us all to watch, to criticize, to be entertained by, and to explore. And everybody out there listening, I know we joke a lot, and I know that this becomes fun and lighthearted, and we sometimes kind of, you know, stray away from the show itself. But we really appreciate you listening. Share with your friends. We want to continue to do this podcast for years and years to come. We just have fun talking to you. We have fun listening to your calls. We have fun reading your emails. We have fun when you come up to us at random places and say, I just love the podcast. We really do love you. This is a big deal to us. And so with that, I want to say thank you to all the listeners. Amy, thank you for all the work you put on in. Easton, thank you for all the work you put in. Erica and Mark back in studio. Ashley Gutierrez, thank you again. This has been another season of the Almost Famous podcast. We're not taking a break, though. We're starting right back over with Bachelor in Paradise.
Literally tomorrow.
But let's take a second to celebrate. And so tomorrow, after Bachelor in Paradise, we'll have a special podcast with Kenny, Eric, Kendall, Annalise, and we'll play the Who the Heck Are You Again with Angela. We're right back at it. With Bachelor in Paradise starting tomorrow. We love you. We appreciate you. Ashley, you're the best. You're the best co-host I could think.
Ben, thank you.
Or even imagine. So Hey,
you're Becca, the best co-host I could ever have.
Oh, come on now. Come on. You got engaged during this season. This is a big season for us.
Yeah, it's a big season.
Garrett, congratulations. Becca, congratulations. Blake, we'll have fun watching you date 26 girls very soon. Hey, with that, I've been Ben.
I've been Ashley. Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.